It is New Year's Day, and Bauman is in here with his annual Thursday segments. And what are we doing? This last one, make it good.
So one of the movies you've seen is probably The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, right, David?
Yep. Clint Eastwood.
So what we're going to do today is The Good, the Bad, and the Weird of 2025.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I'll let the boy go first.
I'm not going first. Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't either.
Your good's pretty obvious.
Yeah, come on. You can muster through this.
The good, the bad, and the weird of 2025.
And right, this can be something you experienced or been a part of.
I'm going to go with the weird first.
Okay.
6-7.
I knew that was coming for whatever reason. Weird being 6-7. All right, what about the good? That's obvious.
The good is that I am now a father.
That's right.
That is not for your sleep, though. I don't think anything else I can say can trump that.
Trump? That's pretty good.
That's good too. Maybe a little bit weird at times, but
yeah, absolutely, and bad too. How about the bad?
My sleep schedule.
Yeah, I can understand that.
He warned you.
Absolutely.
I don't think any warning you could have done would have still prepared me.
When you found out you guys were going to be parents, what did old Muck tell you?
Go to sleep.
I said, go home and go to sleep. And any extra time you can, I don't care if you're not sleepy.
Drop
what you're doing and go to bed. All right. Bauman, what about you?
The weird would be, this is something I heard about, is when Gins went to the bathroom with that cockroach.
Man.
Went to the bathroom with that cockroach, and the cockroach got scared of Giddens and what he unleashed in the bathroom at the football game.
How'd I manage to get put on the weird list?
Oh, my goodness.
It was the cockroach, Giddens, what it did.
The cockroach is weird?
Yeah. Tintin is going crazy, and it ran away.
So that's the weird.
Yeah, it went back to the hive and told them that the bathroom is off limits.
Wow. So what's the good and the bad of 25?
The bad would have to be the 6-7 trend. If one more person comes up to me and goes 6-7 in public, just random people,
Does that happen to you?
It's happened to me before.
Are you going to smack them? What are you going to do?
I don't know. Punt them like a football.
Man, what about the good?
Two of my friends got engaged.
That's good?
For them.
That's bad. That might be good for their, well, their...
Well, fiance. Which friends was it? Because it could be weird.
If they're engaged together...
No, they're engaged
weird.
To two different women.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's what you were getting at, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
different word that rhymes with weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, David, what about you?
I'll have to go with the weird first. I'm sitting at home... getting ready for the initial Auburn football game of the year. First game of the year. I'm into two plays and I get a phone call.
Hey, David, I'm down at Legion Stadium, man, and I'm hurt. I need a ride home.
And it's Giddens. I don't want to bleed in your truck. I said, I don't want you to bleed in my truck. What in the devil have you done? He tripped over a bench or something on the track and became Klutzy Klumax. That's his new name.
I became decrepit.
Yes. But somehow, let me tell you something, man. He's pretty beat up. I mean, he looked like he'd been through a meat grinder.
That bench should have won like a player of the game or something for B.B. Comer that night.
It definitely hit the hardest of anybody out there on the football field.
Wow. The good for me is that I won Employee of the Year. It's been nice knowing you guys.
Where are you going?
Well, I mean, you know, it hadn't come yet, but it's the trend, isn't it?
It does seem to be the trend,
it
yes.
It is the trend. And as far as the bad, had to be the Iron Bowl.
I'm just used to it at this point.
Well, no, I'll never get used to that. You're not a true Auburn fan if you get used to it.
Cam Coleman fumbled the football.
I don't want it to happen,
you
but...
You know what? And I'm with you. They make fun. I mean, he fumbled the football because he got blinded by that fingernail polish that Ryan Williams had on. You know, what's close to that sideline over there. But seriously, I don't blame Cam. I don't. That one play, I mean, we fiddle farted around for 3.5 quarters. I mean, come on.
So did Alabama.
I will. The bad for me, the real bad, now I think about the Iron Bowl, but the real bad was the SEC officiating against Auburn football this year. I mean, I'm not crying over spilled milk. You even said yourself, Bauman, as an Alabama fan, how many games did it control the outcome of our...
Should have beat Georgia.
Wait a minute now. Let's back up.
Should beat Oklahoma. Easily should beat Oklahoma.
Yep. Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt.
Yes. There was definitely some holding calls.
Auburn should have beaten all the 7 teams they played this year, and the refs screwed us in all 7 games that we lost.
And they it might not be as popular as the Georgia and the Oklahoma stuff, but the referees really gave us a rub over against Alabama too. Don't care what you say.
That's just officials in general, though. Officials are struggling a little bit.
But you have to admit that it seemed to be obvious in 4 or 5 of Auburn games.
Yeah. I think there's too much reliance on replay nowadays.
Replay is... They just need to get rid of it.
It's used as a crutch.
No, I don't want them to get rid of it. I want them to do the ACC does. The ACC does it perfectly.
ACC might suck in a lot of aspects, but what they do with the replay, showing it on the broadcast, is the best thing that conference has given to sports.
I just think they need to get rid of it altogether. If you're going to have replay, why have officials? Just do it electronically. Seriously.
And the fact you can't challenge penalties.
You got how many cameras at a football game now? In a college football game, how many different camera angles you got?
Well, everybody's got their smartphone out, so.
No. I'm talking about from the network.
And there's got to be at least 15.
Exactly. I was going to say 20, but at least 15. You've got an angle to see holding, pass interference, fumbles, interceptions, kicks, the whole nine yards. And if you can have a laser on a tennis court to tell you whether or not the ball was out or not, you could have that on the goalpost. You could have it on the sidelines of football. You could have it in the end zones. What else do you need? If you're going to have replay, just get rid of the officials. Save that money you're paying them.
And you should definitely be able to challenge every aspect, every penalty. You should be able to challenge a false start if you want to.
And I know we've kind of gotten off on this.
Xavier Chaplin would have liked that.
But I will tell you, yeah, you're right about that. I will tell you one thing about the challenges and all this and the other is targeting. You want me to tell you how to stop targeting? Go back to playing with leather helmets. I'm just being honest. Why not? It would stop it. You're not going to leave with your head or listen.
Not if you're Smoke Monday.
If you put leather helmets on like they did in the old days, those guys don't have concussions. Those guys are dead.
Yeah, those guys got massive CTE.
Only because of age.
They got big CTE.
I can tell you right now, you look at people like Junior Seau, he played with a helmet every day of his life. It still happens. I'm just saying you wouldn't have the targeting and you wouldn't have the injuries because people would not tackle with their head or lead with their head when running the football. Hey, running backs are just as guilty of targeting as defense backs.
This might be an unpopular opinion, but I don't. The CTE stuff and all this is overblown. Football's a contact sport. It's a combat sport. People sign up for it knowing what they're getting into. If you're afraid of what's going to happen to you in the future, don't play football.
And let me tell you something. If you don't think basketball is not a contact sport, I witnessed in the Sylacauga-Childersburg game a couple of weeks ago, a kid, and I won't mention his name, he got elbowed in the face inadvertently. He didn't know where he was for about 10 minutes. Never came back in the game. This happened in the fourth quarter. Okay, he didn't know where he was. He had a concussion. I'm just going to go on and say that. But if you don't think basketball needs stuff like that, go back and watch what Kevin McHale did to Kurt Rambis.
Or what the Bad Boys did to Michael Jordan.
Absolutely. I mean, it's no worse than hitting somebody with a helmet.
Happens
in football.
In soccer.
No, Giddens.
Well,
no.
It does. You got two guys going for a header. They hit each other.
David, let's go. In the second, we talk about soccer.
Happy New Year.